Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Sure. I'm Sophia Becerra-Licha, and I am the lead archivist at the Kennedy Center.
And we are talking because it is Archives Month, National Archives Month here in America. And the Kennedy Center has a really cool archives that's been going for years and all kinds of cool stuff. Now, what are you planning for the Archives Month in general? What sort of events that maybe our listeners could go to?
Sure. So last month, for the 50th anniversary of the center, we launched If These Halls Could Talk, which was curated by International Programming and consists of several installations across campus. If you come into the foyers, you'll see some posters that make up the number 50, representing window cards from our performance history. If you go to the grand foyer at each hall, the concert hall, the Ike, and the Opera House, you will see photos from performance highlights from each of those houses. If you go out onto the Reach campus, you'll also see Archives on the Potomac, which features moments from Kennedy Center history and the area, even before it was the Kennedy Center, back to when it was a brewery to present day, when the Reach opened in 2019 and beyond. So we're really excited to launch that. There is a website component, so folks are welcome to come on campus. It is very socially distanced. You can come, you can check things out, you can take a look on the website as well, where we're constantly also rolling out oral histories. So there are really multiple ways to engage and to get a sense of the really rich history. International Programming did a really great job of curating these moments.
Cool. Tell me more about the Archives on the Potomac, the outdoor display that you mentioned on the Reach campus. What all will we see if we're walking there along the river there?
Sure. So it's basically a celebration of the space, the land, even before it was the Kennedy Center. So tracing back to when the National Symphony Orchestra used to have concerts out on the Potomac, to various other just moments, the signing of the National Cultural Center Act, and various milestones as well. They are, spread out across campus. So you have little bits of history, nothing that is too overwhelming, but just little bites to think about.
And then you mentioned that in the lobbies, I guess we'll say, like in the foyer, mm-hmm. It's like you've turned it into like a scrapbook of images and posters from different shows that Kennedy Center's done.
Exactly. So if you come in, you won't be able to miss it. You will know that we are celebrating our 50th anniversary, because in both the Hall of States and the Hall of Nations, you will see a large hanging 50. We call it 50 in the air, and it is comprised of window cards from the various decades. So it's an interactive or a creative way of displaying the many, many posters. And then if you come all the way in, if you make your way to the Eisenhower Theater, you will see photos on all three tiers of the balconies with highlights. The railings also have images, both of things that happened in the houses, but also Millennium Stage and other things. So you can see, you really see a range of things. My favorite is probably the Opera House, where you can see on the same tier the first honors class, the most recent honors class, and really the range of programming that has happened in each of the houses.
Cool. Well, so all of these posters and all these keepsakes have to come from somewhere. So I guess you're just pulling them from the archives, which is why I wanted to have you on here to talk about the archives. Mm-hmm. Explain what it is. When did the archives start? Has it been since the beginning of the Kennedy Center, or is that something started where you're like, wow, we're having all these great shows, we really need to keep some of these items? And also, where do you store them? Is it like a warehouse under the Kennedy Center, or what is it?
These are all great questions. For the first one, I would say it's closest to the second, which is that the Kennedy Center Archives as a formal entity is relatively new. I arrived in 2019 as the first professional archivist hired. We are a small and mighty team of myself, an archives assistant, and a processing archivist. And the three of us have been charged with, basically tackling a backlog of 50 plus years, more than 50 years, because we include the history of the National Symphony, as well as the Washington National Opera. And even within the Kennedy Center's history, we have background to even just the planning stages when it was first the National Cultural Center. So we have our work cut out for us. I think, like a lot of archives projects, we are not completely starting from scratch. It is very clear, it has been very clear in going through materials, that, you know, many attempts have been made throughout the years. The National Symphony Archives in particular had some dedicated volunteers and some grants. So those are in pretty good shape. But, you know, we definitely have our work cut out for us. Our materials are stored in many, many locations across campus. They're about 6,000 cubic feet total. We don't quite have enough room to put everything in one place. So it's basically scattered throughout. So there is one main records room. And then the archives office itself is located across the street in one of the Watergate buildings. And this is where we bring things over for folks to view and also where we do our processing. So at this point, we have basic intellectual control. We've done a basic inventory of everything that we know of that we think is archival. And now we are going back and doing more in-depth arrangement and description while also supporting things like the 50th anniversary exhibit and other outreach activities.
Gotcha. I had no idea. And our listeners will think it's fascinating to learn that too. I did not know that it was stored over in the Watergate building. And then you bring it across the street over to the Kennedy Center to show, you know, show off for different celebrations. Mm-hmm. So wait, where exactly?
Yeah, to be clear, what we have in the Watergate is just a small fraction. It's just what we're working on at the moment.
Gotcha. So is it, I mean, are these, I mean, cause so for instance, a lot of time, let's say our listeners go to see, I don't know, a musical production at the Kennedy Center. A lot of times there'll be a dress or a costume on display in those showcases there, you know, as you enter. Is that all that stored in like crates or, you know, or be like mothballs or, you know, paint a visual picture of how it's actually stored?
Sure. The costumes at this point, we don't really oversee. I think they may come from like the opera warehouse or other locations.
Are they just sort of brought in maybe by the tour, I guess? Whatever tour is coming, they lend it then?
Sometimes it might be the tour, you know, sometimes it's, you know, folks in marketing putting together, you know, just a display. But yeah, most of what we have and are taking control over at the moment in the archives are, you know, papers, photographs, recordings, and some three-dimensional objects, but not a lot of textiles yet. Not yet. I always say not yet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So then most of what you have is what, sort of like posters and like, I guess describe the range of things that you have in the archives.
Sure. So yeah, we have everything from administrative records, which may not sound super exciting, but they do help tell the story. You can see decisions being made and other interesting things across history. We have a lot of photographs dating back to the construction of the center to present day. We have a decent amount of audiovisual recordings, though the coverage is a little bit more scattered. That's just the way it is. And then we also have, in addition to posters and a lot of programs capturing performance history, you know, various odds and ends. If I had my video camera on, I could say, you know, we've collected everything from this tiny little viewfinder that's shaped like a TV that gave an old school virtual tour with slides rather than with your phone. To more recently with the opening of the Reach, collecting ephemera such as the blue stools for anyone who came and saw any performances out on the plaza. We kept one of those as evidence. So we are, you know, basically looking for any and all kinds of materials that help tell the whole story of the center, you know, with a focus on objects that help tell a story that nothing else could.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it's not some giant vault, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark style. It's more, how would you describe the spaces? like office rooms, basically?
Yeah, so where we are in the Watergate, it's basically an office with various workstations, lots of surface space, because anytime you are sorting something that is not particularly organized, you need a lot of surface space to just lay things out, put like with like. And then we have some shelving to hold the materials that we are currently working on or things that we have pulled over for a reference request. And then for the rest of the spaces, it's basically a lot of shelving, right? It's things on boxes, you know, some framed items or other things, but we're really just trying to get things, you know, off the ground, climate stable and as secure as possible. So if I did a tour, it would really just be a lot of boxes on shelving, but that would mean that the materials are well protected.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right. I mean, I think I have more than enough to work with. Is there anything else we should know about what the archives, you know, the mission is, or, you know, or anything else you have planned coming up?
Sure. So the mission of the archives is to capture the organizational and performance history of the Kennedy Center. As I've described before, it can take a variety of formats, everything from programs and playbills, 2 minutes of administrative decisions, to a lot and lots of photographs. It's a really, really rich history. I would encourage folks to check out If These Halls Could Talk on the website. There are galleries for the various portions of the exhibit, the 50th anniversary exhibit. You can also keep tabs on fun finds and fun facts on social media with the hashtag KenCenArchives. So that would be Kennedy Center Archives, just abbreviated. And tomorrow, October 13th, we will be participating in Ask an Archivist Day, which is part of Archives Month, now in October, where archivists take to social media and share behind the scenes fun objects and also answer questions. So if there's anyone who is interested in asking a question of really any archives, they are welcome to just post with the hashtag Ask an Archivist.
Sounds great. Well, again, If These Halls Could Talk is running now at the Kennedy Center. It's all free. Thanks so much for joining us and sort of peeling the curtain back on the archives. I appreciate it.
Of course. My pleasure. Happy to talk anytime.